From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. A judge says a legal challenge against Georgia's election system from a group founded by former Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams can move forward. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
The federal lawsuit by Abrams' group, Fair Fight Action, accuses Governor Brian Kemp of voter suppression in the 2018 election, a charge which the governor denies. Kemp oversaw his own race against Abrams as Georgia's Secretary of State. The lawsuit is seeking court intervention to stop voter registration purges, absentee ballot cancellations, and precinct closures. Fair Fight says minorities were especially disenfranchised. U.S. District Judge Steve Jones rejected a request by state officials to dismiss the lawsuit, which can now move forward. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
A DeKalb County officer is facing felony charges after he was captured on video hitting a homeless woman inside a convenience store. Yesterday, a grand jury indicted Officer Philip Larscheid on charges of aggravated assault in violation of his oath of office. Larscheid arrested Katie McCrary in 2017 after responding to a call of someone begging for money inside a Decatur store. About a month after the arrest, a video surfaced showing the officer repeatedly striking the woman during the incident. Larscheid is expected to turn himself in by 5 p.m. tomorrow. An Atlanta-based investment management company is making major moves in the area that will bring jobs. GPB's Sophia Salaby explains.
Invesco is the sixth largest retail asset manager in the country. They've had a presence in Atlanta for more than 40 years. The company moved its headquarters to Atlanta in 2007, and it employs more than 600 people in the city. Now, Invesco is expanding by 500 jobs. That's in addition to an investment of $70 million. The company will move to a new development at Midtown Union at Spring and 17th Streets. Invesco's new headquarters will open in 2022. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.